York Region Public Health is now updating its public COVID-19 dashboard once a week, on Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Newmarket. Reported Tuesday, November 29 at 4 p.m., 8,690 cases of PCR confirmed cases of COVID-19 12-carat new cases 31-carat new cases in last 7 days 2+0, institutional outbreaks Newmarket Health Center LTC, 13+7. Staff, 8+7. Residents The Roxboro Retirement Residence, 4+2, staff, 11+3. Residents 0 more deaths, totaling 85 residents 5+ with at least one dose 91.9% residents 5+ with two doses 88.8% COVID-19 cases reported by Southlake Regional Health Center on November 29 Number of patients with COVID-19 in ICU, 2+2. Total number of patients with COVID-19 to 14-9, includes critical care, York Region. Reported Tuesday, November 29 at 4 p.m., 59-2, hospitalizations, 4-4, in ICU **3 new admissions on November 27,126, 918 confirmed cases of COVID-19 67-carat new cases 359-carat cases in last 7 days 7 more deaths, totaling 1,088 Markham man aged in his 90s passed away November 17 A Richmond Hill woman aged in her 90s passed away November 23 A Vaughan man aged in his 70s passed away November 22 An East Gwillimbury woman aged in her 90s passed away November 18 A Markham man aged in his 90s passed away November 22 A Vaughan man aged in his 80s passed away November 28 A Markham man aged in his 90s passed away November 28 Institutional outbreaks 17-1, 3 new outbreaks in last 7 days New outbreaks open at Chartwell Aurora Long-Term Care Residence, Outbreak No. 11, Town of Aurora Mackenzie Health Long-Term Care, Outbreak No. 12, City of Richmond Hill Mon Sheong Private Care Retirement Home, Richmond Hill, Outbreak No. 6, City of Richmond Hill MediCenter Community Living, Richmond Hill, Outbreak No. 3, City of Richmond Hill Chartwell Rouge Valley Retirement Residence, Outbreak No. 7, City of Markham Outbreaks Close at Chartwell Holland View Trail Retirement Community, Outbreak No. 9, Town of Aurora Chartwell Pine Grove Retirement Residence, Woodbridge, City of Vaughan Langstaff Square Care Community Long-Term Care, Outbreak No. 10, City of Richmond Hill Maple Health Center Long-Term Care, Outbreak No. 7, City of Vaughan Mon Sheong Private Care Retirement Home, Markham, Outbreak No. 8, City of Markham New Leaf Birch Community Living, Outbreak No. 3, Town of East Gwillimbury Recovery Measures, 40-1. 7-day average of new cases 15.2% carat positivity vaccinations 85.6% residents with one dose, 82.7% with two doses, 53.1% with three doses, 20.0% with four doses residents 5+ 90.0% one dose, 87.0% two doses, 55.8% with three doses 57.2% 5 to 11 vaccinated at least one dose around the region. Markham 30,058, plus 19, cases, 104 carat cases in last 7 days, 108 carat active Vaughan 46,065, plus 16, cases, 90 carat cases in last 7 days, 92 carat active Richmond Hill 19,864, plus 9. Cases, 78 cases in last 7 days, 92 active Newmarket 8,690, plus 12, cases, 31 carat cases in last 7 days, 39 carat active Aurora 5,602, plus 6, cases, 21 carat cases in last 7 days, 21 carat active Whitchurch Stouffville 4,436, plus 0, cases, 7 cases in last 7 days, 11 carat active Georgina 3,841, plus 1, cases, 9 carat cases in last 7 days, 11 carat active East Gwillimbury 3,117, plus 1, cases, 9 carat cases in last 7 days, 10 carat active King 2,844, plus 0, cases, 2 cases in last 7 days, 4 active **. Data note from York Region Public Health. Hospitalization data indicates COVID-19 positive individuals in York Region hospitals and is not limited to York Region residents. The data includes individuals hospitalized for COVID-19 and those who may be in hospital for another reason but tested positive for COVID-19. With the rapid transmission of Omicron and provincial changes in testing eligibility and case management, case counts and outbreaks reported are an underestimate of the number of individuals with COVID-19 and outbreaks in York Region and Ontario.